Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Maseches Kinim, Perek Gimel, Daf Chof Dalid. Today's shiur will begin the last two lines of Chof Gimel Amud Beis, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Bameh Dvorim Amurim. This is a carryover from that which we learned in the first perek of this Masechada, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, where the Mishnah had taught about a chatos, a sin offering bird that got mixed up with an ola, or an ola with a chatos. Even if one type got mixed up with 10,000 of the other, they are all to die. And we explained, because any one bird that you take might be the other kind of bird, and hence unfit to be processed where you would be processing this one. Now, our Mishnah continues, Bamed Vorm Amurim, when do we say that all are to die? B'Kohen HaNimlach, that's if the Kohen came to consult. Nimlach is to consult. Consult with us, what should I do? So we say, well, you have a chatos that got mixed up with olos, or an olo that got mixed up with chatos. Any one bird that you do will be unkosher, because if you're going to take, let's say, an ola that got mixed up with chatos, and take any given bird and treat it as a chatos, being that they are the majority, maybe it's the ola, and you would be processing the chatos. You would be processing ola as if it were a chatos, which is unfit. So we say they are all to die. That's in the case of a kohen who comes to consult. What should I do? Avol b'kohen she'eino nimlach. If you're dealing with a situation where the kohen doesn't come to consult, and you have a mix-up of birds, let's say a kain stuma, achas Lazu, viachas lazu, a pair of undefined birds belong to one woman, or one owner, and a pair of undefined birds belong to another woman. The numbers continue, and we now continue with Chof Dalid Omen Aleph. Shtayim lazu, ushtayim lazu, two per woman, shalosh lazu, v'shalosh lazu, or three pairs of birds for one woman and three with the other, and they got mixed up. Also kulon lamala, if he does all of these birds above, so then mechza kosher u'mechza posel. Half of the birds that he did above meaning above the halfway mark on the mizbeach, if he did all of them above, 50% are kosher and 50% are unfit, because 50% of the birds are to be done above. 50% of them are olos. The other 50% that he did above, well, they're unfit, because they were destined to be chatos. Kulam lamato, if he did all of the birds on the lower half of the mizbeach, mechza kosher u'mechza posel. Likewise, half will be accepted and half unacceptable. If he did chetz yom lamala v'chetz yom lamato, 50% of the birds he did above and 50% he did below, Es shelamalon, of the 50% that he did above, mechza kosher u'mechza posel, half of them will be acceptable and half not acceptable. The es shelamaton, mechza kosher u'mechza posel, and likewise, the 50% that he did below, so half of them will be kosher and half of them will be unacceptable. Achas lezu, Ushtayim lazu, v'sholosh lazu, v'eser lazu, u'mea lazu. If you have a situation where there was a mix-up, where one woman had just one pair, another two pair, another woman three pair, another 10, and another 100. Asa kulam lamala, if he did all of the birds above the halfway mark of the mizbeach, mechza kosher, mechza posel. kulan lamato, if he did all of them below, mechza kosher, mechza posel. So again, half of them will be acceptable and half of them unacceptable. Now here, we'll notice a change. Chetzya lamalon, vechetzya lamaton. If he did half of the birds above and half of the birds on the lower half of the mizbeach, hamiruba kosher. The number, according to the largest number of clients, of owners, according to the client or the owner of the largest number of birds, that will be acceptable. Zehaklal, kol mokom shiato yochol lachloik esakinim. Any situation where you can divide the birds, shelo yu mishel isho achas, bein lamalon, bein lamaton, where in dividing them they will not come out to be one woman only. So then we can say mechza kosher, mechza posel. That is the case when you have the mix-up taking place between women, each woman having the same number of birds, so that you can't say that there is a representation of one woman any more than the other. However, in a situation where you can't divide the birds and say that it belongs to any one woman more than the other, because it does in fact belong to one woman more than the other, bein lamalon bein lamaton hamaruba kosher, then we say that whether they're done above or they're done below, the number of kosher birds will be defined by the woman having the greatest number of birds. Mishnah Gimel, chatos lezu oilo lezu, asa kulon lamalon. If there was one woman that had a chatos offering and the other an ola offering, and he did them all above, mechza kosher u'mechza posel. Kulon lamata, if he did all of them below, mechza kosher u'mechza posel. Chetzya lamala, the chetzya lamata, half he did above and half he did below, shtehen psulos. Then both that he did are unacceptable. Shani Omer Chatos Kreva Lamalon, because in such a case where a Chatos got mixed up with an Ola and you did above and one below, so the one you did above, I would say maybe that was the Ola, maybe that was the Chatos that should have been done below, and that which you did below, I will say maybe that was the Ola which should have been done above. Reading that last phrase again, Shani Omer Chatos Kreva Lamalon the Ola Lamaton. Because in such a case where he split them, I would say that the chatas was done incorrectly above and the ola incorrectly below. Now, Mishnah Dalet, another mix-up, a new kind of mix-up. Chatos, the ola, stuma, umifureshes. And these birds got mixed up. You had a chatos, a sin offering, an ola offering, a pair of undefined birds, and a pair of defined birds, mufureshes. Also kulon lamalon, if he did all of them above, mechza kosher u'mechza posel. This follows along the lines of that which we've learned before, because in such a mix-up, if you have a singular chatos bird and a singular ola bird, and then two birds that are stuma, that's now a total of four birds, the stuma also is expected to be one chatos and one ola, and the mufureshes is also two birds, one chatos and one ola. So you'll notice that 50% of the birds are chatos and 50% are olas. If he did them all above, so 50% of them are kosher, because half of them are supposed to be done above as olas, umechza posel. The other half are not acceptable because they were supposed to be chatos and he did them above. Kulan lamata, likewise if he does all of them below, mechza kosher, mechza posel. Chetzio lamalon v'chetzio lamaton, if he does half of the birds above and half of them below, ein kosher elostuma. The only birds that will be kosher would be the stuma, the he mischalekes beinehen, and it will be split between the two of them. since these birds were born, were purchased jointly, so the stuma is owned by both of the owners. So the value in having it, having them being kosher, is split between the two of them. Mishnah Hay. Chatois shenisar b'choiva. Sin offering birds that got mixed up with an a pair of obligatory birds. Ein kosher ela minyan chatois shebechova. The only ones that will be kosher will be the sin offerings according to the number of sin offerings that were in the obligatory, according to the number of obligatory birds that were being brought. Chova shnayim bechatos. An example of this, chova shnayim bechatos, would be if you had two kinim, that's four birds, that got mixed up with two chatos, two defined chatos. So we have a total of six birds. And the Kohen did three of the birds above and three of the birds below. The Mishnah says, Mechza kosher u'mechza posel. Half of them will be kosher and half posel. In other words, half of the birds that are in this mixture were processed correctly. What are the three birds that were processed correctly? So, the two chatos, there will be two chatos that will be acceptable, and one ola. We can say that below, there is definitely two chatos. Either they're from the, either two of them were the chatos that were mefurashos, or he did two of those three from the stumim, and stumim will become kosher upon being processed below. Two of them, of the stumim, are acceptable as chatos. And from the three of the birds that he did above, there is one that will definitely be an ola. Because as far as the definite chatos are concerned, only two flew in. So he did three birds above. So one of them will be able to serve as an ola. Continuing in the Mishnah, the chatos shnayim b'chova, haminyan shebechova kosher. In this case, we'll give you an example. There were four chatos that got mixed up with two gozolos in a cane stuma. So there are four chatos, that's the case of chatos. Chatos shnayim, that's two kinim of chatos, four chatos that got mixed up with two gozolos. Two individual birds that were stuma, one a chatos and one an ola. And the Kohen took these six birds, did three above and three below. The Mishnah says, Haminyan shebechova kosher. In this case, the from all of these, from all of this mix up, that which is kosher is according to the number of the gozolos of, more specifically, the chatos in the obligatory, amongst the obligatory birds. Now, three that he did above, in this case where you had, once again, he did four, there were four chatos and two more birds that were stumos. He did three above and three below. The ones that he did above, all three that he did above, they're posel, because they may have been from the defined chatos, and chatos are to be done below. And there were four of the defined chatos. amongst the three that he did below, well, two of them are going to be kosher any way you look at it, because two of them may have been from the definite chatos, which is supposed to be done below, and even if all three were not from those, but one of them was from the sasum, so the sasum also, upon definition, it becomes a chatos. The Mishnah continues, V'chein oila shenis'arva v'choiva. Likewise, with an ola that gets mixed up with a chova, with a pair of obligatory birds. Ein kosher elaminyan olos shebachova. So that which will be kosher will be the number of olos that are in the represented by the obligatory birds. Chova shnayim ba'ola. In the case of chova that gets mixed up with shnayim ba'ola, we say mechza kosher u'mechza pasul. An example of this, of ola shnayim b'chova, would be if you had four olos that got mixed up with two gozolos in a kain chova, and the kohen did three above and three below. So we say that the number of olos in the chova will be acceptable. What is the number of olos in the chova? So in our example, let us restate this last point with greater accuracy, and that we say that the number of birds that were in the chova will be acceptable. So in the example that we gave of four olos that got mixed up with two birds that were obligatory, so there will be two kosher olos in this case. Once again, we have a situation of six birds. Four of them are clear olos, and two were undefined. Three that he did above. Of the three that he did above, we can say safely that two of them were kosher as olos. The third one that he did above, well, that we can't say for sure is acceptable, because it might have been the chatos from the pair of chovos. The three that he did below are all unfit, because they may have all been olos. After all, we spoke about four olos getting mixed up, so taking three birds from such a mixture, they may all have been olos, and olos are unfit to be done below. Mishnah Vav. Before going on to Mishnah Vav, let us just go over the last couple of points in this last Mishnah. Chova shnayim va'ola, if you have a mix-up of chova birds, which are double the number of the olos, the defined olos that got mixed up, and the kohen did half above and half below, so we say mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Half will be acceptable and half unacceptable. Ola shnayim b'chova, if however you have a double number of olos than the number of obligatory birds, then we say haminyan shebachova kosher. We will find acceptable only according to the number of birds that were in the chova, that were represented by chova in this particular mix-up. Mishnah Vav. Now, this Mishnah is very long and has a great number of variables. And as we've been saying time and time again in our presentation of this Masechta, in order to get a true understanding of this Mishnah, as well as a number of the other Mishnayos that we have been dealing with, we have been recommending to learn this material again using some of the fine commentaries that are available. So this Mishnah, as we just mentioned, has a number of cases and variables in it. We will proceed. Mishnah Vav. Ho'isha sha'amra, harei olai kain kishe'eled zohar. A woman who is taking a vow to bring a pair of birds, And when a person brings a pair voluntarily, we should remember that both of them are olos. And she takes upon herself this vow upon her giving birth to a male child. Yolda zohar, then she gives birth to a male child. Mevi'osh tekinim, she's obligated now to bring two pairs of birds. Achas l'nidra, one pair is to fulfill her vow. The achas l'chovosan, one is because of her obligation to bring a bird offering upon childbirth. Nisonosam l'kayin, she gave them all to a kohen, and they are right now undefined. Which bird is to be what? We know what she's obligated to bring, but she didn't buy, at the point she bought them, she didn't define which bird is to serve as a chatos and which is an ola. And what now is to take place? V'akohen tzorch laso sholosh predos milamalon v'achas milamaton. The kohen is expected to do three above, because there are three of the four birds are in fact olos, the two olos of her nedava, and one of the two birds that she is, that are her chova. The fourth bird, that's to be done below as a chatos. Lo also came, if, let us say, the kohen did not do that thusly. Elo also shtayim lamalon ushtayim lamaton. He rather did two above, two below. Kohen was thinking that this woman is bringing two pairs of obligatory bird offerings. Velo nimlach, this kohen had not consulted what should he have done, but rather on his own he offered two above, two below, thinking that they were both kinim of chova. As a result, we said earlier three were supposed to be done above. In this case, he did only two of them above. The ola that he did below is pasul. Tzricha lahavi od predo achas. V'yakuvenu l'malon. This woman is supposed to bring now a singular bird as an ola, and it shall be offered above to make up for that which was lost. Now, when is this the case? Mimin echad, where all four birds were min echad. They were all torim, or they were all b'nei yonah. Those are the kosher kind of birds to serve as a sacrifice. However, mishnei minim, if she brought her two pairs of birds from two minim, two kinds, then tovi shtayim, she has to bring two replacement birds. Persha nidra, if she defined in her neder, when she made the vow, she defined the kind of bird she was going to bring, and then forgot what she had defined, and after she had her child, she brought two pairs from one kind, and the kohen did two above and two below, which is incorrect, which isn't correct to have been done in the first place. What does she need to do to make up now? Tzricha l'havi od shalosh predos. She is to bring three more birds. Mimin echad. This is true if they were all from one variety. Mishnei minim, if however they were from two varieties, tovi arba. She has to bring four make-up birds. Kova nidra, if she established at the time of her taking a vow that she would bring the neder birds, the vow birds, together with the chova birds, then tzricha lahavi od chomesh predos. She has to bring another five birds to make up and to cover all bases. Mishnei minim, tovi sheish. If they were from two different kinds of birds, in this case she'll have to bring six make-up birds. Nisonosam lokoyin, v'ein yodua manosna. If she gave birds to a kohen, and she doesn't know what she gave to him, holach hakohen v'osa, v'ein yodua ma'osa. The kohen then went ahead and processed the birds and doesn't know what he did.
Tzrich lahavi od arba predos lenidra ushtayim lechovasa v'chatas achas. In order to rectify her current situation, she'll have to bring four birds to cover the cover her bases regarding the vow, and two for her obligation, and one korban chatas. As we mentioned earlier, we offered our disclaimer that in order to fully understand that which we have just mentioned, one is highly recommended to look into additional commentaries. We now continue with Daf Chof Hei. Ben Azai Omer, Shtei Chatos. Ben Azai, as opposed to the first opinion that says she has to bring one sin offering, he says she has to bring two. Omar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, in seeing this whole situation with the all of this confusion, he says, Zehu She'omru. It is based on this that it has been said, Kishuchai Kolo Echad, that when the animal is alive, so it produces one sound. Kshumeis Kolo Shiva. And when it's dead, so it produces seven sounds, as the Mishnah will explain. But this is a mashal, this is an analogy to the woman who gave birth. L'chadchila, at the outset, a woman who gives birth is obligated to bring only a sheep and a singular bird, a keves, a sheep as an ola offering, and a bird as a sin offering. If she is impoverished, so she would bring one pair of birds, one chatos and one ola. But now, since the in our Mishnah, the case that our Mishnah featured with the offering of her korban, since she also had vowed, and she had taken a vow, and all kinds of doubts arose in her korban, and we don't know which was offered, what she had specified to be her vow, and what she in fact brought, and how the Kohen offered them. So all kinds of additional birds must be brought to make up for the doubt. According to Ben Azai, according to the Mishnah, seven additional birds, and according to Ben Azai, eight additional birds. Hence the analogy here that when the animal is alive, meaning like when things are clear, so it produces one sound, and when it's dead, that means when things are murky and things are unclear, seven. Now, as far as the analogy, as far as the mushal is concerned, Ketzad Kolo Shiva, what do you mean by this, that an animal, when it's dead, produces seven sounds? So when an animal is alive, obviously it makes its own sound, a sheep bleats. What do you mean when it's dead, it produces seven? So the Mishnah enumerates, Shtei Karnov, Shtei Chatzotzrots, the two horns produce two instruments known as a chatzotros. A singular, a chatzotzeres, two chatzotros. So two horns, two chatzotros. Shtei shoka, from the bones making up its legs, you can make shnei chalilim, two chalil instruments, often translated as flutes. Oro latof, its skin can be stretched across a drum, making a drum. Meov, its innards, linavolum, to create a navel. Navel is a type of string instrument. And b'nei me'ov, the other part of its innards, called b'nei me'ov, lakinos, for another type of string instrument. So far, if we take tally of what we mentioned two chatzotzrots, two more, or for chalim, that's four, the skin for the drum, five, and nevolim, six, and kinoros, seven. V'yeshomrim, another opinion, adds, af tzamro l'treles. The wool of the sheep is made into treles. Treles was a dyed wool that was made into the me'il of the Kohen Gadol, and on the me'il, on this garment of the Kohen Gadol, called the me'il, made of treles, there were bells that were attached, and the bells also produced a noise. Rabbi Shimon ben Akashi Omer, Ziknei Amoretz, the elderly ignoramuses, calls manshim as kinim, as they age, Daiton mitorefes alehen. They lose their mind, so to speak. That a person who throughout his life didn't engage in any Torah study, a total ignoramus. As he ages, he becomes more and more foolish, if you will. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Meisir sofa l'nemonim v'tam zekenim yikoch." That the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, takes the strength of counsel and of wisdom from people that are ignoramuses. The Beforshim point out that if you look in the context of this pasuk in Iov, you'll notice that this pasuk appears in the context of ignoramuses. Avol ziknei Torah eino kein. However, when it comes to the sages of the Torah sages, the same is not true. Elo kol zman shemazkinim, as a Torah sage ages, daiton misyasheves alehem. They become more and more profound in their thoughts. Shenemar bishishim chokma viorech yomim tvuna. That with regard to the Torah sages and their long life, there is increase in wisdom. With that, we conclude our shiur for today, as well as Maseches Kinim.